Hello, everyone. This is Sherry Boone with Jamie Tenzer on May 13th, 2025, with Real Coaching Sessions Unplugged. Thank you for taking advantage of this learning opportunity and conversation. Real Coaching Sessions Unplugged is a place for PCC and MCC coaches to showcase their coaching. They come from a variety of backgrounds and styles to share their unique skills and gifts with all of us. In this format at Real Coaching Sessions Unplugged, we're looking to engage in a learning opportunity with colleagues who are exhibiting a wide range of coaching styles. So, as you're listening to this session, the goal is not perfection, but the goal is to learn something. As coaches, we know we meet our clients where they are, and whatever happens, happens. And then we all get an opportunity to debrief and learn, thanks to our generous and open-hearted guest coaches. So we thank you all for being a part of this forum for all of our professional development. Today, we are very honored to have as our guest coach, Fran Fisher, MCC. You can find Fran's complete bio and see her contact info at realcoachingsessionsunplugged.com. So here's an outline of our call today. Fran will coach her client for about 25 minutes, and then we will interview Fran for about 10 minutes. And then we'll open it up for you all to be able to ask questions. At 5 minutes before the hour, we'll make a couple of announcements and close the call. So, everyone, we invite you now to sit back and listen in to this coaching session. Fran and your client, thank you so much for joining us today. And when you're ready, Fran, please begin your coaching.
Here we are. Hello, everyone. Colleagues, friends. Yes. Appreciate you being here and having this opportunity to connect with you. And I want you to know that Jen and I go back well over 10 years in a variety of roles. We have the same last name, but we're not related that we know of. So, Jen, hi. Thank you for volunteering to be my client today.
Thank you, Fran. As always, it's an honor and a privilege.
Thank you. Oh. What have you brought for us today?
Well, I think I shared with you a while ago that I am in the process of relaunching my business in the last year and a half. I've been shifting directions, coming out of one role and coming into fully present into my own business with my own clients, and my own clientele. And as part of that, I've been working with a company to help me launch and rebrand. And the backstory is probably not that important. I think the important pieces of it are that I had, in doing some personal work earlier this year, had sort of made this commitment with myself that I was going to make brave decisions. I kept it loose, but I said, I'm going to make brave decisions because I'm always looking to make sure all my T's are crossed first, and I was realizing that could be kind of limiting. So with that thought
Jen,
in, yes.
I'm sorry, it's just the volume here, and I didn't hear the last sentence that you said, and it sounds really important.
I'm not sh Go ahead, Fran.
Brave decisions. I got that part.
Yeah, I had decided to make some brave decisions, and I've been working with this new marketing company. And somewhere in the midst of our brainstorming in the last couple of weeks, two important things came up. One, to participate in this community event. I've never done a community event before, but it felt like it was too important to pass up. And then in planning for that event, there was an idea about how I'm attracting clients and how I'm doing some things. And there was an idea that came up about hosting a free community online support. And the short story is that I just said, okay, I'm going to do that. And I'm going to market that at this event that I did.
Woohoo, jam. What
What?
was that?
My toes are shaking because.
Oh, bless your heart. You dived in. Yeah, what was that like for you?
A little exhilarating and a lot of scary. You know me a long time, and so I don't, clarity is a high value for me, and responsibility is my number one strength. So I didn't know, and I'm really sitting in this energy of showing up differently, of wanting a different result and feeling the response to a different pull right now. So all of those things lined up to say, I'm just going to do it.
Bravo.
Thank
Congratulations.
you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yep.
I hear the exhilarating and I hear the scary, and congratulations. Wow, I'm inspired.
Thank you. I did the event last Saturday. It was
Oh.
amazing, and my idea was incredibly well received. And so, come yesterday, Monday morning, I'm now sitting at my desk saying, well, I guess you better figure out what this community's about because I don't know where to even start. And so I think that's what I'd like to talk about today of I know that I need to respond quickly to get this moving quickly, and I don't even have a vision yet of what I want this group to be, even if that vision is necessary. So I need some exploration.
Okay, number of questions. What is the community about, you're asking yourself, and where to start? And I also heard you feel responsible to respond quickly. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. So what's most important to start addressing in our time today?
Well, I think that the core question for me, I think, is about what this community is about, even if I don't know the whole of that. I feel like to have any kind of contact, I sort of have to have some idea because I don't even know what I'm offering. So I think that's the place to start, is trying to get a nugget of where am I starting in terms of what the community is about.
Okay, where to start, what the community is about. Okay. So it occurs to me to ask you this. Imagine that you have that as a takeaway from this conversation. What's that going to bring you?
I think it will settle my nerves a little bit. I've been saying all year that I'm breaking up with responsibility because I sort of feel like it's responsibility is not the most fun trait to have. And I say that tongue in cheek because I will not feel good about moving forward in a way that is not my best, you know, so not my best. And so having a place to start, having an idea of what this is about, even if I think the community winds up taking it in a different direction, I'll at least feel responsible around providing the leadership, like stepping forward in the way that I want to step forward.
Wow, there's a lot packed in there, my friend. Ooh. And I keep hearing your relationship to responsibility is key here in how you want to move forward. Yes?
Yes, I think my awareness is that I can't leave it all behind, and I am also consciously stepping forward where it's being aware that I don't want it to limit me either.
Okay. What are you learning about yourself as you hear yourself say that?
I think it's that I am living the expansion that I'm looking for. I'm wanting to grow past old ways of being, and I want to step into energies that are bringing me in different directions. And so to me, it feels like evidence that I'm doing that. I'm seeing that I'm doing that.
Evidence. Wow. Okay. All right. So, given what you've stirred up so far, what is your sense of something you'd like to accomplish? Excuse me. In this conversation.
I'd like to have a general sense of what, I guess it sounds really basic, but like what to say to these women that I'm going to extend an invitation to. A little bit of my wording, a little bit of, I guess I'm clear in what I'm hearing myself say so far is that I don't really need to know and can't know what this community is going to be about, because it's important to me that the women in the group sort of define it. And if I have a little bit of what does it sound like to make an offer, even to pull them in, that would be really helpful.
Well, would it be possible to coalesce that into a goal that you could articulate?
For this session,
Right.
yeah, I'd like to walk away with the language that I need to extend an invitation and an offer.
Okay. The language you need to an extent to extend an offer. And you used the word invitation before. Is that what the offer is?
Yes.
Okay. An invitational offer?
Yeah, it really isn't. I don't know if invitation's probably the better word.
Okay, so what we want to accomplish is that you're going to walk away with a language that you need to extend an invitation. Is that tentative or is that yes? I wasn't sure about your energy.
Thank you that you know how I work in the world. I think it is, yes, I think that is true. I want the language, and within that language, I think it will give me the essence of, well, it's the language. I really want the language, Fran. I need to know. I'm not going to know what the essence of the community is until we start meeting. But I think here, thank you for giving me the space for this, because I think the other part that's missing is it's the language. There's something that's going to inform the language around my values, my intention of the group. Even if I'm not married to it, I think that still is going to be part of what the initial invitation is.
Okay. I'm hearing some awareness already on what this brave and invitational language will, where it'll come from, and how it will be you showing up. If I got that, I'm kind of piecing together what I'm hearing so far.
Yep, nope, you're piecing it together well. I think what I'm putting together for myself is that While I want the women to be able to come together and create their own community, there is something for me about owning what I want to, my part of the offering, or my part of the invitation that's important to me.
Okay. All right. What do you have so far?
I a lot of thoughts. But not a lot of, it's not all come together. I think the thing that I know so far is that I have a strong value of bringing women together, and that I have a mindset of growth and a desire to meet women in transitional times, to be seen maybe in ways that they haven't been seen before. And so I think
Beautiful.
those are kind of the some of the drivers that I feel sitting within me.
The drivers. Okay. Well, where should we go from here to move toward what you want to accomplish? The language.
So it's taking those things and crafting some sort of invitation that is also open. Because, like I said, I do still want women within this circle to be able to ask for what they want, to set this community up the way that they want it.
Ah, what's opening up for you now?
I'm wondering if there is anything that's missing. Like maybe it's simpler than I thought it was, from the standpoint of, is there a space to state both truths? And when what I mean by that is state what's resonating for me in terms of my intention, why this is important to me, why I want to make the offer, and also state that I'm completely open to adjusting and collaborating and partnering with this group of women. I'm even open to multiple communities coming out of this. Maybe it's just that simple. You know, maybe I don't have to have anything that is specifically targeted. Maybe I just need to state those two things.
How does that feel?
Clearer. And I think it's opening up the questions, like maybe some of the secondary questions of how would this play out? Do I want to think about anything else before I would make such an open offer? Because the way that I have intended this is that it's a free community, and while I would be open to doing maybe more than one free community, I don't know if that's a completely open offer. I guess there would be some limitations on that. But it's driving me to go back and think about the dual purpose of having this community. One being to tick the box of, you know, check the box of being hitting a value of providing this kind of support for all women in a way that is accessible and not, you know, that's free. Anybody can come and be part of the group, but also as a way to show up as a different kind of business owner, a different kind, a co coaching in a different arena. So both things. It's an avenue for both things.
Well, you have metaphor. You've meandered down this garden path. I was thinking kind of funneled your thinking so far from where you started with this broad desire to accomplish. That hasn't changed, but right now, you're at a place of being very clear about this dual purpose. So, I really, really want from my heart, want to support you in taking away something of great value today. What could that be?
I think I'm getting great value already, Fran. I do think getting the clear, just talking through it and realizing that I'm looking through two different lenses to keep in mind as I start crafting any communication, keeping my these two lenses of what I'm trying to accomplish with this group. I think that's valuable information. And I really felt more than I was cognitively aware of how important it is to me to check the values box here. If no business opportunity came of this, it would still be hugely successful for me in terms of what I want to accomplish. And I don't know that I was as aware of that as I was till I just
Okay,
said it.
cool. Yeah.
So there's that piece. And then I do think there's a ton of clarity that's coming. I think I'm overthinking, which is not abnormal for me, but the way of being able to simply state what's bringing me forward and my openness to it being crafted by the women. That's giving me a lot of direction in my thinking around how I could language some sort of communication.
Well, it occurs to me, okay, if I offer
Of course, sure.
that it so aligns with the coaching approach, doesn't it? When you say crafted by the women, calling them evoking awareness, right? Evoking their learning, evoking their wisdom and strength and greatness.
Yeah, which I mean that's interesting too, because when you look at this as being a possible avenue for clients and things like that, it feels authentic to me that I'm doing it in a way, moving in the world in the way that I would move as their coach anyway. So it feel yeah, it just feels like I'm standing in good integrity.
Yeah, I feel that. So we have a couple of more minutes. How would you like to use that time from where we are now?
I'm trying to think if there's another place that I feel. I think my next steps, maybe it would be helpful to go through next steps. I think my next steps would be to meet with the marketing person and get some input. There's been so much happening. This event happened right before we were ready to do kind of a relaunch, and so I think there are going to be some other problem solving. You know what? I'm not even going to look at it that way. There are some other strategic decisions that we'll want to make around how we, because there's been no initial contact with people on my list and things like that. And so there might have to be a rethink of how we're doing some things. So I think that's a to-do to meet with the marketing people and get some advice on what's the best way to move forward with just what we're sending out and when we're sending things out. I think that's a to-do. I think there's also a to-do around, I have these sort of three different buckets to my coaching business. And is there anything that I want to think about in terms of that as I start crafting this community? Yeah. That those are the, some of the first things, like some of the first to-dos that come up. I'm not sure I'm going to know anymore until I start uncovering some things with them.
Is there any other support that you need or want?
The marketing people are key. But I have some other, it's starting to make me, well, I think where my head is going is I'm wondering how much of an impact this community could have on other areas. And so there might be, like, I'm developing this other program. I'd kind of like to weigh in with my coworker a little bit to see if there's some insight there. And I also think, Fran, there's something important for me about once I start, like, giving myself a time limit of how long I'm going to gather information before I just step forward. It's part of that stepping out differently and making some brave decisions.
Well, knowing you as long as I have, you're busting through some. Well, what words would I put on old patterns? Yeah, I'm excited for you.
Thank you. I'm excited for me too. Thank you.
And in the time that we've been in this conversation, I'm seeing you dive in to brave action and staying true to yourself and your top values.
Yeah, I feel that. I feel that. And at the same time, pushing myself to some places of uncomfortability and starting to sit in the knowing that it's okay. It turned what however it goes, it's okay.
Oh, beautiful. I can feel your freedom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Fran. This is great. I needed to be a little bit more clear, and I'm a lot more clear. And it's more simple than I thought, which is also really great news.
Oh, are we complete, Jim?
We are complete. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Yeah, really excited for you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, Fran. And thank you to your client, Jen, as well. Wow, Fran, so great to listen to your coaching, witness this just magnificent session. So thank you so much. So, how was it for you? How was the session?
Really cool. In one sense, to start to answer your question, that I really and truly didn't need to know anything about this community. There was a lot of detail that I didn't need to know. I
Yeah.
was, yeah. So there was a sense of freedom for me to listen and let her sort it out.
You know, I think that's such an important point, and I think that often new coaches really, that's something that, you know, that's a great learning place for them, that they don't need to know every detail. So I love you talking about that, and then how you can then just listen and relax and trust. Trust your client, trust the process. And it just felt like that's what you were doing here. Yeah. Yeah, beautiful. I also noticed how skillfully you really managed that beginning part of the session, establishing the agreement, and just naturally invited Jen to, you know, explore and unpack. And you were asking all those great questions about what, the goal that she wanted, what was important about it. So you really did that so skillfully. Would you just talk a little bit about that, Fran, about how important that is for you in coaching, establishing that agreement?
Oh, do we have a weekend to answer that question?
I know, right? Yeah.
Oh, it is huge. It's deep and wide. All right. So ask me again, please.
Yeah, so establishing the agreement. What's the importance of this for you, I guess?
What's important? It sets the tone, the direction. It provides a way to track progress. When done well, the questions will support a coachee in really getting deeper underneath their presenting issue. And when that's done well, to really get underneath, they get to discover what they really, really, really want. Know, it's not the thing, it's what that thing will bring them, regardless. And that's where we're operating in the transformational zone. That's what I love about establishing a coaching agreement. We're operating in the transformational zone where a coachee can discover something they weren't even consciously aware of before they came to the session.
And one of your great questions that was that I noticed that I loved, and you said to her, occurs to me to ask, imagine you have that. What's that going to bring you? What a great question. To go deeper.
Yeah, thank you.
Jamie, do you have something for Fran?
Yes, Fran, thank you for that wonderful demonstration. I was thinking about, so the idea of really partnering with your client and letting the client lead the session, I just thought this was such a great example of how, as coaches, we are partners with our client, but we're always inviting the client to choose the path. And I thought, I mean, there were so many wonderful questions. What do you know so far? Where should we go from here? What's opening up for you now? It was just all these like invitations for your client to choose, right? And I just wonder, for newer coaches, how do you, what's the mindset for you that really allows you to trust that your client has all that, all the answers, all the information to move forward?
It really is a mindset of absolutely, and it's one in this transition from ACC, PCC, and then to MCC. We have learned in the evolution of consciousness of what makes for really empowering coaching conversations. It's holding that mindset to really evoke their learning, evoke their noticing, evoke their awareness, and then take it even deeper. What are you learning out of, what you just heard yourself say? So this shift in mindset at the MCC level has us not doing all that work for the client. Examples, we do a lot of work for the client when we summarize for them, when we repeat their words, because we believe that's the way we need to let them know that they've been heard. That's all not true. If we trust that the client is here because they're committed to transforming who they're being and the results, then they are motivated to do their work. So let's invite them to do it.
Wonderful. Thank you. I just heard such an ease and in your coaching, just a trusting as it unfolded. It was a wonderful example of that.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jamie. Thanks, Fran. All right, let's give other people an opportunity here to talk with Fran, acknowledge, ask questions. Who wants to be first? Now is your time. You can just unmute yourself and oh yes, I see Kim's hand. Kim, please go ahead.
First of all, thank you so much for this space. I recently had a conflict free up, so I'm so happy to be here. I always had the invites and never could make it. Fran, I'd like to follow up on something you just said, because Marcia Reynolds a lot talks about the reflecting the words back, right? And saying them back to the coachee. And what you just said was distinctive in that don't do that. Could you explore that a little bit
Thank
more?
you. I'm glad you brought that up. I'm not saying don't do it. I really appreciate the opportunity to clarify this further. It's overused, Kim. Reflecting the words is a pattern, it's a habit that's overused. And oftentimes, not necessarily at all, if rather than just repeating their words back to them, we ask the coachee a question that evokes and deepens their process. The very nature of asking that question lets them know they've been heard. So there is something very, very powerful about reflecting the client's words back. And I invite all of you to experiment with that a bit and see if you asked a question evoking the client's awareness of the insight they just had, the belief statement they just made, the words that they just used, the narrative that they just spoke. Invite them, respond to what they just said with a question instead of trying to paraphrase back what you think they just said. For example, it sounds like, or what I'm hearing you say is, whatever comes back, whatever follows those words is usually my interpretation of what my client just meant or said. So, I mean, really, an evoking question like, what are you learning about yourself? What did you just hear yourself say? What do you want to do? How do you want to go forward with that insight you just spoke? And can you feel the difference?
Yes.
Kim?
And yes, sorry, thank you for that. Yeah. So just to for a super fine point, if you were to what you're saying is don't repeat even verbatim. Don't say you just said this. What's coming up for you now that you just go straight to the what's coming up for you.
Yeah, exactly. What I've noticed in listening and watching, typically what happens if we just repeat the words back, it might be very powerful. There's no question. There are times when it's really the powerful thing to do. But if it's habitual as a pattern, a habit pattern, you may be missing opportunities to take the client deeper in their own learning about themselves and awareness. And that was not where I wanted to end up with what I was going to say. Just repeating the words without evoking will leave the energy flat in the coaching session, in the space. Nothing moves forward. They haven't been evoked deeper. And there's been no movement forward or deeper. It just leaves the energy flat. Oftentimes, the coachee will just respond after the coach repeats the words. They'll go, yeah. They'll just go, yeah. Nothing's been evoked. That happens very often.
Clear.
So it's a
Thank you so much.
misunderstanding. Yeah. You're welcome. So glad you asked that question, Kim.
Yeah, thank you, Kim, and love your answers, Fran. Beautiful. Thank you so much. Fran, there's a note in the chat here from Robin saying you were beautifully skating on fresh, smooth ice. I loved it. Was anything in that conversation hard for you, Fran?
Yes, I struggled internally a couple of times. I
Yep.
don't remember where. One thing I had my attention on was I did some wordsmithing with Jen because I brought in that invitational when she said offer, because she had said that and it kind of stood out for me energetically. And so I took a risk there and I thought, oh, I wonder how this is going to be heard from the audience. Because it sort of looked like I was, felt like I was leading. Yeah.
It's interesting, those moments. We all have them, right?
Sure. Yeah, very much so.
Thank you. Thanks for your question, Robin. All right, who else has a comment or question for Fran? Now is your chance.
I felt a little clunky about acknowledging Jen at the end. It was really important to me to wrap up an acknowledgement of her progress in the conversation and who she was being. And I was feeling it was awkward, clunky. It didn't feel like skating on smooth ice.
Okay, Elizabeth, I see your hand. Please go ahead.
Thank you. So, as a new coach, I always find it difficult to follow the client sometimes when it sounds like what they're really asking for is help solving a problem, right? So this is the difference between coaching the client and coaching the problem. And in this case, it sounded like where she wanted to go was to end up with some language to create this invitation. So I know I would have had a very hard time trying to, I would jumped in and been like, okay, what's the invitation going to look like? What words are you going to use? Things like that. So I don't know if any other people struggle with that, but to me, it just seems like, oh boy, if I were the client, would I be unsatisfied because I didn't end the session with what I wanted? I wanted the words going in.
Thank you, Elizabeth. I had questions waiting in the wings, I was wanting to articulate some questions around language, like what kind of an approach do you want to take to discover that. What resources do you want to explore to find that language? And so they were hanging out there. And then when she started talking about her values, I felt like values and intention, when she said those, I felt like we were getting traction and I could support her in exploring her values. But until then, I was kind of swimming around, ungrounded.
That's great. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Elizabeth. Karen, I see your note in the chat. Go ahead, please. Yeah.
Zoom is playing tricks with me. Hi, Fran. It's nice to hear and be on the same call with you. I hope you're well.
Hi, I see your picture.
Yes, likewise, likewise. I had a question. So first of all, beautiful as always, and thank you to you and your client. Such a lovely demonstration. I had a question. I saw you do something very masterfully, and I wondered if it was deliberate or, just was your response to the moment. So as you were building the container, you did a lovely exploration, topic and what's the sense of importance and that imagination question that's already been highlighted that was appreciated. Then I saw you go to, given what you have stirred up, which I also love metaphorically, love your language, given what you've stirred up, what's your sense of what you would like to accomplish? So that's really the outcome question. And I see that a lot often in newer coaches earlier on. And I'm wondering if you have a point of view on.
It looks like you haven't set up our message yet.
Oh, by the way, sir, it appears that Siri has a point of view on my question. If you have a point of view on the placement of that, because I think in this instance it landed very positively, that it was a little bit later as opposed to, asking a client earlier, what's your sense of what that outcome is? So I'm wondering if it was deliberate or just today, or if you had a
Well, it
philosophical
was.
view.
Yeah, Karen, it was deliberate because there was so many pieces and aspects of floating, that had been stirred up. And I felt intuitively like it was time to check in and see if we were going to get something a little more tangible in the way of articulating a goal. So often, as an assessor, you can imagine, and then with my mentees, I am listening to many, 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 many recordings. And particularly with the ones that the assessor, because I haven't been mentoring them as an ICF assessor, particularly those, so frequently, I have to say in my feedback, the goal, the desired outcome, it was ambiguous. There was, yeah.
I thought it landed very effectively as well, and I find the same thing with my mentees because oftentimes an outcome question is asked very early on, and they're just, it's no judgment of that, except that if you don't circle back to that, an initial outcome may actually not be based on what's stirred up. What is the
Right.
outcome? Yeah.
Well,
Nice.
and in fact, to your point, the MCC behavioral statements under establishes and maintains agreements, 3.3, here it is. Coach notices subtle shifts in the conversation and invites the client to change direction if the client desires. So that's important. We wouldn't be measuring that as a behavioral statement if it wasn't important.
Thank you. Good to hear you.
Thanks, Karen. Great, great question. Thanks, Karen. Thanks so much. All right. And Cynthia is asking in the chat, Fran, I'm curious, since Fran was coaching a coach, did that make it easier or more challenging?
Oh. It was just as challenging as it would have been for anyone coaching anyone. Jen is being authentic, even though she is a coach. She was being authentic with her personal issue, quote unquote, challenge. And I met her on that field of energy. Yeah.
Okay, good. Thank you. All right, who else? You can just go ahead and speak if you can't find your hand raise button.
Hi everyone, it's Kristen Tang.
Hi, Kristen.
Hi. This has already been said, but it keeps rumbling around in my head. But the amount of space that you introduced to the conversation, Fran, was terrific. There were a lot of long pauses. One of the specific questions that someone already brought up, but the what's opening up for you now followed one of those long pauses. And one of the things that I wrote that she said was, I don't know if I would have thought of it that way until I said it out loud. And I just thought that was a good testament to the space that you provided for her. So well done.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, well done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I felt intuitively that long pause you're referring to, that she was probably still thinking.
Yeah. I love that pause too, Fran. And it was, just to be able to trust that silence and trust that pause. And if we really listen carefully, we can hear our clients thinking, right? So,
right.
Yeah. And you just took advantage of that and gave her that space. It was beautiful.
Well, it reminds me of the good old days when we were on the phone.
Right.
I really think that my listening was deeper and more intuitive when I couldn't see the client.
Yes.
And there's a lot to be gained with the visual too. So there you go.
Beautiful. Yes. I always say that. Much better when I can't see the client. I get distracted by the visual. So my listening can be much better when I don't see. Yeah. Thank you so much, Fran. Beautiful job today. We so appreciate you. And I'm going to turn it back to Jamie.
Okay, thank you. Wonderful, wonderful session, Fran. And I loved the Q&A. I learned so much. Thank you. All right, so next month, our Real Coaching Sessions call will be on Tuesday, June 17th at 2 p.m. Eastern with Scott Massarelli, MCC. And we want to thank everyone for being a part of this wonderful community. And now I'm going to stop the recording and give the final code word.